KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Public Works and Infrastructure has urged the construction industry to include climate change resilience in its development plans. Deputy Minister Sihle Zikalala says the industry must adapt to address environmental challenges posed by climate change. He was speaking about new infrastructure projects at an Indaba in Mandini yesterday. Zikalala's call for innovative construction solutions.
It is African nations who are paying the heaviest price because of the continent is warming faster than other regions, but it is also less resilient.
Transport officials say teams that carried out routine assessments on a bridge south of Durban gave the structure the thumbs up months ago. The bridge over Ezimbogotweni River near Amanzimtoti was closed to traffic this week after the structure partially collapsed. Deputy Transport Minister Mkuleko Hlengwa was briefed yesterday by SANRAL engineers.
As part of the routine assessments in February, and the bridge passed 98%, indicating that structurally all is well. And SANRAL endeavours to restore traffic on this carriageway within a period of 3 to 4 weeks. And so it is our plea to the public that can we exercise patience. We recognize the inconvenience that has befallen us.
Engineers say the carriageway is due for an upgrade next year. According to Hlengwa, the damage wasn't caused by floods.
This is a wear and tear element. They've taken me down underneath to sort of show us what the problem is. And they are going to be doing a wholesale restoration of those elements in this bridge. But above and beyond, we are expecting that there will be further work in the upgrade project which SANRAL is going to be undertaking on this stretch of road past Galeria from SP. So I think that let us not jump to conclusions.
EFF President Julius Malema says former party chair advocate Dali Mpofu had suggested the Red Berets merge with other progressive parties in a new movement led by former President Jacob Zuma. This was before the formation of the Umkhonto weSizwe party. Malema has been reacting to Mpofu's decision to leave the EFF for the MKP this week. He's been speaking on the party's podcast. Malema says he rejected the idea of shutting down the EFF.
Floyd is the one who was leading the discussion. Who said, no ways, it's not going to happen, and all of that. And then he comes back extremely shocked that Dali is not only proposing it, he has written it down. He has had time to think about it and wrote it down. So I said, no, sir. Then we agreed that we must meet, all parties must go consult their leadership, blah, blah. I said, but that's madness. We can't do that. We closed the EFF to Zuma. It was not even formed at that time.
And so Ridley Scott has teased plans for a third Gladiator film, inspired by the sequel to Ford Coppola's The Godfather. The director says there's already an idea for a third installment. Gladiator 2 is out in cinemas next week, starring Russell Crowe and Paul Mescal. A recap of our lead story, Public Works and Infrastructure has urged the construction industry to include climate resilience in its development plans. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.